anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast, and I am your host, Dorice. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone. How are you? Are you feeling blessed today? We've been talking about the occult, whether it's in Hollywood, the church, it's everywhere. You can't escape it. But sometimes it's right in front of our faces and we don't even recognize it. So we're trying to learn about that so that we can recognize it and be able to guide ourselves and our family away from it. But before we get any deeper, it's so important to ground yourself in the Bible and to understand what the Bible says about this, because sometimes there's practices that we're doing that we don't even think it's evil. We think it's more about our health, our body, our mind, but we're finding out that it's really from other forms of religions that deal in the spirit world and other gods. And so once you know that, you tend to say, okay, this isn't where I need to be. This isn't what I want to be doing. Because anything that will encourage spirits into your life that are not good, well, we need to know that, right? So that's what this episode's going to be about, grounding ourselves in God, in what the Bible says, so that throughout the rest of the series, we will have a better understanding of what's going on and what we need to know and do about it. With the advance of what is called the New Age movement, there are many Christians who are getting pulled into the dark side, the occult. This is often due to the fact that many Christians have not read the Bible in its complete entirety, and they are not aware of the strict warnings that God has given about being involved in any type of occult activity. You may remember one of the greatest stories in the Bible, the story of Moses, and how he pulled God's chosen people out of slavery from Egypt. And then the subsequent story of Joshua and Caleb, who were then called by God to lead his people from the wilderness into the promised land. Well, before they went into the promised land, they were given strict warnings and guidelines by God as to what they could and could not do. One of those warnings was not to engage in a lot of the pagan practices of the people who were already inhabiting those parts of the promised land. That was because many of these people were evil and participated in wicked practices of sacrificing their own children to appease what they thought were gods. Some of these people were involved in heavy occult type activity, and God was very strict in the warnings that he gave his own people, and that they were not to engage in this type of evil activity. The warnings that God gave his people back then still apply to all of us in this day and age. The Bible says that God does not change, and this includes all of his ways and all of his warnings. The trouble is that most Christians are not aware of what some of these warnings are, because they have not spent much time reading and studying from the Old Testament. In this article, I will list some of the specific activities in this day and age that God does not want any of us engaging in, the specific reasons as to why he does not want us engaging in these types of activities, and the scripture verses to back it all up. First, let's recognize that the Bible says that God is a jealous God, consuming fire. Here are two verses that specifically tell us this. Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. And Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. Because God is very jealous and possessive over his own children, he wants all of us coming directly to him if we have any problems with our future or what he might have in store for us in our future. Just like parents today want their children to come to them when they are in need of advice and guidance. People are consulting fortune tellers, psychics, horoscopes, and even Ouija boards for guidance and information on what the future may hold for them and the replacement of going straight to God. So as we learned, the Bible says it is the job of the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and teach us all things in this life. God wants to be the guide and teacher of your life. He does not want you going to others to seek out this type of divine guidance because of his intensely jealous nature. The Bible says that there is only one God, and only he knows all things about you, which includes all of your past, present, and future. The first two commandments are that we are to have no other gods or idols before God. The minute you go to a fortune teller or psychic for any type of divine guidance, you are placing this person before God, and you will risk incurring his wrath, along with the possibility of opening the door for demons to be able to come directly after you. You must understand that these fortune tellers get their ability to have partial knowledge about you in your present situation directly from demons. No human has the supernatural ability to know what is going to happen to you in the future or anything about you in your present condition if they have never met you before, unless they are receiving that knowledge from demons. Once you step into the fortune teller's office, you're stepping behind enemy lines, since these people are operating under the direct influence of demonic spirits. At this point, if God should so allow it, you have now given the demons the full legal right to be able to follow you home. And from there, the demons will set up shop in your house, and they will then start to attack both you and the other members of your family. The Bible says that God's people will perish for having lack of knowledge, and many Christians are dragging demonic spirits home with them due to their lack of knowledge about how dangerous it is to engage in any type of occult activity. Here are some main verses from Scripture telling us that we cannot have anything to do with the occult, giving all of us major warnings on the occult and that we are to avoid it like the plague. To be forewarned is to be properly armed. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. When you come into the land which the Lord your God giveth thee, you shall not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard or necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God does drive them out from before thee. You shall be perfect with the Lord your God. For these nations which you shall possess hearkened unto observers of times, and unto diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not suffered you to do so. Now notice, pass through the fire? That would be human sacrifice, or even in today's terms, abortion. And a necromancer was one to call upon the dead, which would be familiar spirits, which are demons. And when he says perfect, he wants you to be pure from adultery or one who worships idols. And God breaks down what idolatry is. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 16 through 19. Lest ye corrupt yourselves and make you a graven image, the similitude of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged fowl that flieth in the air, the likeness of anything that creepeth on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the waters beneath the earth. And lest you lift up your eyes unto heaven, and when you see the sun and the moon and the stars, even all the host of heaven, should be driven to worship them and serve them, which the Lord your God hath divided unto all nations under the whole heaven. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. And God even warns you of what will happen to those who do this. In Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6, and the soul who turns after such as familiar spirits and after wizards, to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. And just how serious is this abomination? Well, in 1 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 13 and 14, so Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit, to inquire of it, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse. So as you have learned, that these verses are telling us that God means serious business, and that pursuing guidance from soothsayers, mediums, the stars, the sun, and the moon, such as in astrology, are all abominations before the Lord, and that you risk having him set his face personally against you for engaging in these types of evil activities. Notice the very strong wording being used by the Lord in these verses. Abomination. Give no regard. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. As if you are literally prostituting yourself with him if you engage in any of these types of occult activities. The extremely strong wording being used by the Lord in these verses is showing us that this is a maximum intense kind of warning being given to his people. And under no circumstances are we to engage, experiment with, or even try out for one time any of these occult activities. Now let's be clear. There are specific occult areas that we are to completely stay away from. Every single one of these occult areas are major door openers to the dark side, where Satan and his demons roam, and you are rolling the dice and taking a very big chance that you will not draw demons in on you and your entire household if you decide to cross over and experiment even one time any of these particular activities, fortune telling of any kind, such as palm reading, crystal ball gazing, numerology, seeing psychics, tarot cards, Ouija boards, automatic writing, seances, and any involvement with mediums or spiritists, astrology, and any form of horoscopes, I Ching, hypnotism, transcendental meditation, or any type of Far Eastern meditation, crystals, witchcraft, Satanism, voodoo, channeling, reincarnation, astral projection, ESP, Dungeons and Dragons, New Age movement techniques and activities, necromancy, TV, radio, books that are about witchcraft, or any of these abominations, stay away from human sacrifice and even abortion. I fear with the increase of the New Age movement and the fact that people are really starting to look for spiritual answers as to what the real meaning of life is, many people are falling into some of the above activities, and they are putting themselves and their families at terrible risk for the possibility of demonic activity that could be set in on them. Fortune tellers are all over TV, radio, internet, and newspapers, and most people really do not know the real dangers that are associated with engaging in these types of activities. They are like lambs being led to the slaughter just for their lack of knowledge on these issues. Do not be surprised if some of you are led by the Lord sometime in your life to help someone out of a mess they may have gotten themselves into as a result of engaging in one or more of the above occult activities. Or God may lead you to someone who is thinking about trying some of these activities, and He may send you in there to give them fair warning before they actually do it. Now, if you or any Christians that you know encounter or have already brought demons into their lives through participation of any of these activities, there is a way you can restore your lives back together. First, you must confess the specific activity to God as a sin and ask for His forgiveness. Second, you must renounce such activities to God and tell Him that you will never, ever participate in such activity again. Third, you must burn or discard all books, objects, or items associated with those activities. You must directly engage with the demons by speaking out loud to them, firmly telling them that they no longer have any legal right to remain attached to you. Command them that they must now leave your home in the name of Jesus Christ and to never return to you again. So let me clarify that once you confess this occult activity before God as a sin, renounce it by telling God you will never do it again, and then burn or throw away any items associated with this activity, the demons will no longer have any legal right to stay attached to you, and they will now have to go if you take your God-given authority as a believer and child of God and command the demons to now leave you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now notice before I mentioned you or your Christian friends. If you run across someone in trouble with the above who is not a Christian, then you would first have to get them saved before you could have them go through any process for deliverance. If they are not willing to come to the Lord to get saved, then there is not much else you can do for them other than to stand in a gap behind the scenes and pray to God for their protection and that He moves on them at the appropriate time to get them saved. Once they are saved, then you can move in to get them delivered from the demonic bondage they may be in as a result of engaging in one or more of the occult activities. I would also like you to notice that the Bible never claims there are good and or bad magic. It says all magic is an abomination. We also must be able to discern the difference between someone prophesying with evil spirits or the Holy Spirit. It's very important to understand the Word of God and have a close relationship with God, or it will be easy for Satan to deceive you. Now, I realize this is a longer podcast than usual, but I felt like it was very important to show you how deeply serious and grounded you needed to be in the Word of God in order for you to protect yourself and your family for what we are about to learn. Because it's very possible that you or maybe someone you love, someone in your very immediate family, may be dealing with some of the things that we have discussed today. And you need to understand the importance of staying away from it. And now you know how to recognize it and you know what to do about it. Because the next few episodes are going to blow your mind. Now, below in the references, I have a list of several other scriptures that you can read and learn more on what God says about this subject. Thank you for listening, and God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. Anything and Everything with Doris is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out a few days a week, so come on back. If you have an idea for a topic, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on our social media pages by checking out all links below. Need a good laugh? Subscribe to our YouTube channel found in the links below, where you can watch our skits, video pods, and listen to our podcast all in one place. See you there. If you would like to support all that we offer, feel free to donate any amount your heart is comfortable with at paypal.me/yappystudio, or just click on the link below. Check our show notes below for all references and links mentioned. And as always, we thank you for joining us today. God bless.